I'm Clay Pigeon. Welcome to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. It's a weekly digest of some of the segments and moments that make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show on WFMU. Of course, you can listen live to Wake and Bake Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on WFMU.org. Join me live every morning for the full show. It includes great music, chair throwing, pixie dust, and all-around good vibes.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac.
You can also hear the full show on streaming archives at WFMU.org/playlists/WA. The Wake and Bake Animal of the Week is the giraffe. Giraffes are the tallest living land animals on Earth.
Aww.
Fully grown, they can stand up to 19 feet tall, weigh over a ton,
yeah,
and can run at 37 miles per hour. They also have unusual ossicones on their heads.
The horn-like protuberances on the heads of giraffes.
Each giraffe has its own distinctive coat pattern that provides them with protective camouflage.
A lot of you suggested Burlington Coat Factory.
The giraffe's ancestors appeared some 14 million years ago in Africa and Eurasia. But climate change has caused the extinction of the Asian giraffes. Today they're found in many areas of Africa. Giraffes enjoy eating leaves, fruits, and flowers of plants up high where other herbivores can't reach. They can be preyed upon by lions, leopards, spotted hyenas, and crocodiles. Male giraffes fight by necking, using their necks as a weapon. After they duel, male giraffes often caress, court, and even mount each other.
I don't believe that. Somebody's lying.
This happens more often than heterosexual coupling. Their oversized eyes see in color and provide them with good vision. They have muscular nostrils that keep out sand and ants. The giraffe's prehensile purplish-black tongue is nearly 18 inches long. It uses it to get at leaves and clean its own nostrils. Giraffes often have ticks, especially around their genitals, where the skin is thinner than other areas.
Yeah.
A male giraffe tastes the female's urine to see if it's ready to mate. After, gestation lasts up to 460 days. The mother stands up while giving birth to a single calf. Giraffes live up to 25 years in the wild.
Huh.
Just a third of them reach adulthood. They're currently classified as vulnerable to extinction. They've been eliminated from many parts of their former range. Currently, there are 97,000 giraffes in the wild and 1,100 in captivity. Their numbers are down a third since 1985. We love giraffes at Wake and Bake. We hope you do too.
Talking to Akeem here.
in Union Square Park. I'm just asking him what kind of music you've been listening to lately.
I listen to a variety of music. You know, I like to listen to R&B. I like to listen to jazz. I like to listen to soul, pop, and rap. You know, I've been switching up every now and then with the rap because on a Sunday you want to give rap a rest because you want to hit a shoot 'em up, bang bang all the time.
It's too aggressive for Sunday.
It changed from the 80s.
There's all kinds of hip-hop.
There's all type of hip-hop, but now the hip-hop music is mumble music, we call it. Mumble music. Back in the day with Chuck D and Eric B. Rakim and Beastie Boys, that was rap.
I was a thief before I became a teen. I met the microphone, stared at cones, her eyes for music, 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 music. So when hip-hop was originated, did it like pieces of puzzle, complicated.
Certain music kind of, rock is always going to be rock.
Yeah.
But the old rock music like White Snake and
So you like some White Snake?
I love all that White Snake, you know? I love I listen to Pink Floyd. We don't need your education. We don't need
no education. What's your message? A message of peace and love, an uplifting message for everybody today.
Keep away from the drugs. Knowledge is the key. Don't listen to negative music. Music with a message. And that's what it's missing. Music with a message.
Thanks, man, for your time. Hakeem, it's a pleasure talking with you.
Last week we talked about the weather and came across the Latin word tempesta, which means a storm or bad weather.
Look at what is happening to these trees behind me.
And it's that Latin word that gives us our word of the week this week, tempest.
Pontiac Tempest joins the Pontiac Heatwave.
Heat is on.
Woo!
As we learned last week, the words for weather and time are etymologically intertwined.
Yeah.
With the idea of a period of time coming to refer also to a period of inclement weather.
The wild weather brought out onlookers despite warnings to stay indoors.
Tempest. Tempest.
Today, that word might be most familiar with the phrase tempest in a teapot, which means making a big deal out of a minor event.
Ah, youth, the restless breed, a tempest in a teapot, and the teapot is calling the kettle black.
That phrase dates back as far as the 1st century AD, when the Roman politician Cicero referred to a tempest in a ladle.
Call me Tempest, look how I be, black witch, everything, cast a spell on you to make you castrate your own.
The Geneva Uprising at the end of the 18th century was referred to by the British as a tempest in a glass of water. And not long after that, the phrase was used to refer to the Isle of Man Uprising, and then the American protests against the tea tax.
Governor Hutchinson insists on collecting Parliament's tea tax. But did we have a vote?
No!
Variations of tempest in a teapot also occur in 40 other languages.
Ooh, yeah!
Tempest. Tempest.
A similar word in Old English, temperian, came from the Latin temperare.
Aww.
And meant to exhibit moderate behavior.
Have you had your iron today?
Iron? Why, no, I haven't.
Well, here!
From that, we get our word temper, as in don't lose your temper. And from there, we get the word temporary, or in music terminology, tempo.
Not quite my tempo. It's all good. No worries. Here we go. 6, 7. Rushing.
So again, time and weather seem inextricably linked, even when they're not. And that's all the time I've got. Back to you, Clay.
If you
Yeah. No. Swing it around. And shine that spotlight brightly on one very special town in our listening area. Our Civic Showcase Community of the Week is Clark, New Jersey. Clark is a township in southern Union County, New Jersey. It's about 18 miles southwest of Jersey City. Clark's population, 14,756, and it's growing. Oh. Clark was initially established from Lenape Indian hunting grounds.
Lueno Hill.
The area would soon see the coming of the American Revolution. In fact, the homestead farm at Oak Ridge, near where now stands Clark, saw a bitter skirmish that led to the famed Battle of Short Hills. After the war, Clark was home to farmers and livestock, an agrarian lifestyle of simplistic beauty. European immigrants came in droves to enjoy this paradise. Clark initially existed as a ward of Rahway. It remained so until 1864, when some 350 residents of the Fifth Ward told Rahway basically to shove it and establish their own town. Thereupon, they adopted the name of the signer of the Declaration of Independence, Abraham Clark.
Clark died of sunstroke at the age of 68 on September 15th, 1794.
As the years passed, Clark saw the inevitable coming of change. Large farms were divided into smaller ones. Then the Garden State Parkway cut the town down the middle. And things would never be as they once were. From 1950 until 1990, the look of Clark changed. Where once there was open land, now were just housing developments and businesses. Of course, the Rahway River runs through Clark. Notable people from Clark include David Toma, whose law enforcement career inspired the television show Beretta.
Don't go to bed with no price on your head.
Carl Sutter, the creator of Sons of Anarchy, from Clark.
Right into this world, all alone.
And singer Halsey, from Clark, New Jersey.
Got a boy back home in Michigan, and it tastes like Jack when I'm kissing him. So I told him that I never really liked his friends. Now he's gone and he's calling me a bitch again.
We hope you're listening, Clark. We'd be proud to be your radio station. Opinions and thoughts about the issues of the day that matter to us most. It's Quick Takes with Fabio. Quick Takes.
So I'm wondering when it became okay to throw out formal introductions and addressing, you know, strangers with, you know, Mr. or Mrs. or Miss or what have you. And just going straight for the first name as if we're old pals.
The guys at the bank know me by first name and want to know what kind of music I listen to.
Well, this is what's happening.
Woo!
Well, this is what's happening.
Woo!
Well, this is what's happening in banks today. Major commercial banks. Go to any, you know, big name bank you want, and I guarantee you that the teller will address you by your first name, even if you've never met them before or seen them.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Because this has been drilled into the tellers, this notion that this is how you gain, you know, the customer's confidence because you address them by their first name and they're using some sort of, you know, 101 psychology as if, like, most customers are going to be idiots and fall for this.
Life can be very beautiful through positive mental control.
It's really blatant manipulation of, you know, customers' sentiments, let's call it.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
I'm ATM. You know what ATM stands for?
Automated teller machine?
That is correct, normally, but today you're wrong. I'm an automated thanking machine.
It really annoys me, and it shouldn't be allowed, and it's not fair to the tellers, and it's not right that customers should be subjected to such a thing.
Companies become over-impressed by the apparent otherness of their clients. They behave as if they were cheerful Martians encountering broken, complex humans for the very first time.
One more notch in the evil banking system that we have in this country.
Now here's Station Manager Ken with your Hump Day Hazmat Report.
Thank you, Clay Pigeon. Kearney, New Jersey. Jersey City and Kearney anti-toxin units respond to smoke and a noxious odor at a Kearney warehouse. The smoke was coming from 5 Logistics Drive, located near the Pulaski Skyway, just south of the old PJP landfill fire, rumored to be Jimmy Hoffa's resting place. Bow, New Hampshire. A tanker hauling 37,000 pounds of milk rolls over in Bow, trapping the driver, spilling 10,000 gallons of milk all over the interstate. The milk had to be offloaded and the tanker suspended in midair before crews could remove the entire mess. Abbotsford, Wisconsin, 18 people hospitalized following an ammonia spill in Marathon County. West Warwick, Rhode Island, a hazmat incident involving drain cleaner disrupts Kent Hospital. A rescue call came from the local Dunkin' Donuts. A woman who said she didn't feel well was taken to Kent Hospital as a hospital worker began dumping the contents of 2 water bottles found in her purse down a drain. The bottles began to melt and splashes left small burns on skin and brown spots melted the tiles on the floor. Cleveland, Ohio, hundreds of pounds of medical waste cause a biohazardous shutdown on a busy Cleveland roadway. A waste bag containing vials...
Hold it, Station Manager Ken, you're out of time. Crying over spilled milk, the drain cleaner, Dunkin' Donuts disaster, and mysterious brown spots. That might be too much for our glisters. Glisters, do you want a bonus hazmat disaster today or no? Oh, it looks like they want one. Go ahead, Station Manager.
And they get a bonus meth lab, Philadelphia, PA. A woman faces drug-related charges after police say she operated a meth lab out of her car. Police say 30-year-old Sarah Bell was a passenger inside her own vehicle when it was pulled over for a traffic stop Sunday morning. They say Bell was actively manufacturing methamphetamine on her lap at the time the vehicle was stopped.
There's your hazmat report. Hi, what's your first name?
My first name is Jacqueline.
We're in Union Square Park. There's lots of music going on around us right now. I was going to ask you about this project. You have a sign. It says, need a tampon. What else does it say?
It says, we got you, babe.
What's it all about? It's not something you see every day in the park.
No, so we wanted to make sure that anybody that's menstruating and needs an emergency tampon can come on up and grab them from us.
But it's not a joke, right? You're serious.
No,
it's
totally
a problem,
serious.
Right? People,
it is a
people
problem.
With availability of feminine
absolutely.
Hygiene.
Absolutely. I mean, they're expensive, and a lot of states that they're still taxed, not in New York, I guess, but... they are expensive, and sometimes you forget to carry them with you, so...
What kind of reaction do you get?
We've gotten a lot of different reactions. A lot of people have laughed, and then we have a lot of people that are... a lot of women, especially, that are running out to us and just like, can I have some of those? Like, I need it, actually. So
right,
it's worked out really great.
There's a certain... for better or worse, an awkwardness about a social discussion about that. And as a guy, I had a reticence to approach and ask, like, is it appropriate? And I'm like, no, they have
totally
something.
Is.
I know it's.
And that's kind of the biggest point of this is that we just kind of want to get the conversation going and talk about menstruation. And
right,
it's
so
totally
it's not
normal.
Some shameful.
Exactly, it's not shameful. You know, we have periods and. It's normal.
Right. Well, I think it's a good thing that you're doing.
What's
your message of peace and love to our listeners today? That got you off guard. You're part of this project.
Yeah. Well, a little bit. It's just part of living, you know, and half the population deals with it monthly, if not a little bit more. So might as well have an open and honest conversation about it. I'm at NYU's Center for Global Affairs and just wanted to raise some awareness and start the conversation about menstruation.
I think it's great what you're doing, inspiring. I'll give you a card. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Today on Wake and Bake Science, it's the science of FM radio. For nearly 100 years, FM, or frequency modulation broadcasting, has been providing interference and static-free sound over the airwaves. As you're tuning in your bedside radio, you might be wondering what science brings this high-fidelity sound to you. It starts with a microphone, which acts as an input transducer that converts sound pressure variations into voltage variations, which are also known as an audio signal. This electrical energy is fed into a modulator where it's amplified and is then combined with an unmodulated radio frequency carrier.
You can hear that high-pitched, horrible bracket. I want to shut that thing off.
This combined electromagnetic wave energy becomes the FM broadcast signal.
You've just listened to Mott the Hoople, their new album entitled The Hoople. You heard the whole thing on WYDD in Pittsburgh.
And after this signal is received by your FM antenna, it's filtered.
An active filter is a very important factor in the sound that you will hear. Filter, factor, filter, factor, filter, factor.
It's filtered.
Check.
Demodulated.
Check.
And then converted.
Conversion therapy is a set of dangerous and totally discredited practices
converted.
That attempt to change the sexual orientation or gender identity of a person.
Converted. To audio frequency voltage, which is then sent to an amplifier and then to your speakers.
Let's get to blowing these. There it goes.
Which converts it to mechanical wave energy.
Nice.
Which we call sound. And sometimes noise. Stay tuned to Wake and Bake for more science.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, radio listeners. This is your favorite cheesemonger, Wendy Del Formaggio, with your weekly cheese report. Any monger will tell you
what.
One of the questions we hear the most is, my cheese is moldy.
Oh, look at that.
What do I do? Step one, take a deep breath. It'll be okay. Next, get yourself a sharp paring knife or vegetable peeler.
Oh my God, the man is a maniac!
And gently scrape away the mold. unless the leftover cheese is too tiny.
Oh, I'm a leprechaun, me dear.
There's no reason to throw away the whole cheese.
Oh.
It's fine.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
After you clean it up, simply wrap the cheese in fresh paper or put it in a clean container. You weren't wrapping that cheese in plastic, were you?
No!
Were you?
No!
Pro tip. If it's cloth-bound cheddar or a similar cheese you're worried about, and the mold has traveled in the tight spaces between the curds, you should actually just eat it. Believe it or not, the earthy taste will complement the cheese. Back to you, Clay.
So what's your name, man?
Larry.
Larry, you play flute.
Yes, I do.
Have you always, or is it something you picked up after
school? No, it's relatively recent. I wanted to be a trumpet player, but I had anal fistulas, and eventually, but before that, I came to flute because I was so frustrated with my trumpet embouchure, and
it's tough to play the trumpet, though. It takes a special kind of
embouchure is harder, I think. This is challenging too. I've been at the flute for at least 5 years now, or
did
maybe four.
Did you play
four.
In school when you were younger?
No, I played trumpet and piano.
So, what's your story, man?
I've been locked up and forcibly medicated, and because I didn't know, clicker training dogs or clicker training children with autism should be a religion. Positive reinforcement, it opened up the world for me. I no longer resort to violence.
Are you on the spectrum?
I was diagnosed with bipolar and schizoaffective.
Are you homeless?
No, I have a house.
Okay, I didn't mean to offend you. But...
No, I'm not offended.
Are you hopeful about the future?
Yeah, I think you have to have some hope to just function in life. It's like faith and hope. I don't know the difference.
What do you want to say to one of our listeners who might have a bipolar condition
I don't really believe in it.
You don't?
No, I don't. You know, the field of psychiatry, I don't know if it ever was good. It's really stagnated. It's lagged behind the other sciences. I don't really think it helped me at all, other than kept me from being killed by other people.
Well, I don't want to bother you, man.
All right, nice talking
to you. I do appreciate your time. Here's something for your
Thank you so much.
Dead man.
Thanks, Clay. The Free Music Archive pick of the week this week is called Flower Petals by Frankie and the Witchfingers.
The power of the flower really lives in the hearts of the young.
This garage psych track comes from a compilation added to the Free Music Archive by a label called Turn Me On Dead Man Recordings.
Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man. Turn me on, dead man.
This compilation was called Without Borders, on behalf of refugees. It was posted to the Free Music Archive and Bandcamp in late 2016 as part of an awareness-raising campaign for organizations that help refugees around the world.
Fantastic.
Including Doctors Without Borders and the International Rescue Committee.
Download.
And the song is available for free streaming or download at freemusicarchive.org. For more music from the Free Music Archive, visit our website or join me every Tuesday from 3 to 4 p.m. on the Give the Drummer radio stream for the FMA listening party each week.
I'm free.
Yeah.
I'm free.
So without further ado, here is Flower Petals by Frankie and the Witchfingers from the compilation Without Borders on behalf of refugees. Enjoy.
Show you
reaching over here to do a manual adjustment, and then we'll do Today in History. Ta-ta-ka-ta. Tuesday, April 24th. And this day in 1885, American sharpshooter Annie Oakley is hired by Nate Salisbury to be a part of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show. 1969, Paul McCartney says there's no truth to the rumors that he is dead. In 1983, actress Kelly Preston weds actor Lou Diamond Phillips. Where's Lou been lately? 1990, Granard Island, Scotland is officially declared free of anthrax after 48 years of quarantine. Wow! And in 1913, on this very day, the Woolworth Building, a skyscraper in New York City, is opened.
Save more at Woolworth right now during Dollar Days. Only $1 buys toothpaste, lotion, cleaning supplies, and more. Take your choice of records and tapes, two for $5. Save on Dollar Days Super Value store-wide at Woolworth now.
Happy birthday to
you. Grab a harmony, come on. Happy birthday to you. Birthdays today. Oh, maybe it's yours. If it is, happy birthday from all of us here at FMU. Otherwise, you're in pretty good company. 1904, William de Kooning, the Dutch-American painter and educator, was born. Shirley MacLaine, the actress, 1934. Oh, Babs, Barbara Streisand, happy birthday today. Who else? Jean-Paul Gaultier, the French fashion designer. Eric Bogosian's birthday. Kelly Clarkson, she's a heck of a singer. Her birthday, too. And producer Tony Visconti, for the most part of what? T-Rex and David Bowie fame. Happy birthday, Tony Visconti.
So, what have you been up to while I've been away, Brian?
Well, I've been working on a piece of music, actually, David. If you don't like it, I'll use it on one of my weird albums. Do you want to have a listen?
Yes, I'd love to hear it. I could use some cheering up.
Could you roll the tape for us, please, Tony Visconti?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I am co-producing this record, so it's not a big problem for me. Doing a lot of co-production. Probably more than people think. Here we go.
Well, there he is, the garbage man, Matt Warwick, traipsing into the studio. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good.
You got your coffee, nice hot cup of coffee.
Actually,
there.
This one's kind of cold.
Is it? You ever did? I find my wife and I always talking about this. We spend the better part of our day at the microwave reheating. I mean, do you ever have a cup where you just feel like you've reheated it
you
like 16 times?
You know, it's weird with coffee. I'll drink a coffee that's just old and sitting there.
Will you
hours later, and I won't even reheat it.
Will you get up in the morning and pour yesterday's coffee?
No, sometimes I'll drink yesterday's coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'm...
No qualms.
No, yeah.
Down the hatch.
Right down.
Don't even heat it.
Don't even
or
heat it.
Or cool it.
Occasionally, if I'm feeling frisky, I'll
so
heat
you're,
it.
So you're using it like a drug.
Yeah, no,
you're
it's
saying.
Totally, yeah.
It's not for the beverage enjoyment. It's just a drug.
One time, this was only once. I left a coffee in my car in winter, and it froze.
Right.
And then it thawed out, and I drank that coffee.
Jeez.
I was desperate, man.
But, you know, I might have done something like
that.
You occasionally, I don't know if this is a common knowledge, but you smoke from time to time. You seem like a moderate smoker. You're not running your life.
No.
But you smoke a little bit. You're
sometimes.
Young. Come on, man.
Sometimes.
Would you rather the listeners didn't know that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What I'm saying is, how desperate have you ever gotten? See, now I'm an addict. I don't smoke right
Not
now.
Not like, I'm more of an addict of coffee, honestly.
All those doggone those. Cigarettes. Jeez. I mean, I've been known to get them out of the garbage. Holy cow. If it was 4 in the morning, I'd be in there.
Well, it's like you're at a party or something, and you ran out.
Oh,
and
my
you
God.
Look in the ashtray, and there's some
well,
half-smoked
ashtray,
one. Yeah,
that's a
luxury.
I'm talking about lifting the lid on the trash.
Man, and that is gross.
Isn't that terrible? But that's addiction for you. You're drinking old frozen.
Yeah, old frozen coffee.
That you got out of the back of the 63 Pontiac Tempest there. Jeez, man.
that was a low point, I think. And my coffee drinking.
Did you look in the mirror at that point and go, holy God, what am I doing, man?
Not during, but after I was
like. I just reheat them over and over. And then Kirsten's like, put it in a thermos. But I need that ceramic cup.
Yeah, the mug.
Is that your cup?
No, I usually drink out of a tiki mug. There's a gigantic tiki mug that someone sent me.
As you're sitting amongst your lava lamp collection.
Yeah, no, I sit around the lava lamps and I drink out of my tiki mug.
Did you work last night?
Yeah.
Eventful?
No.
What happened?
We were kind of busy. No, it was pretty unexciting.
Did you sing?
I did sing. I sang a Bee Gees song. I don't even sign up anymore.
Is it always the same song, too?
Well, yeah. And like last night, I didn't even sign up to sing. And I
Which
just,
one is it?
Fanny it's More Than
Be
a Woman.
Tender.
What?
Fanny Be Tender.
I don't know that one.
Oh, come on. Don't be shy about Fanny Be Tender.
Wait, they really have a song called Fanny Be Tender? Because that means something else there.
Now, I didn't know that, but the British on the AccuHub had said, Clay, easy there. Fanny doesn't mean the same thing in England. What does it mean? Tallywhacker?
It's something else.
Vajayjay? Is it Vajayjay?
Yeah.
That's a fanny?
I think so.
What's wrong with them over there?
I don't know.
A fanny's a butt.
It's a butt.
It's not a vajayjay.
I love that you call it that.
What? Vagina. Let's just say it.
Let's just say it.
Penis. Vagina. Buttocks. Breasts.
Stop naming parts. You're making me uncomfortable.
Cowper's gland.
What is that?
Men have a Cowper's gland. This is science, right?
Yeah.
This is scientific.
It
lubricates the ejaculate.
Oh!
Sends it out the chute at high velocity, man. Right into the fanny.
Oh,
man. Vajayjay! Let's sing it. Vajayjay! Talking about the Vajayjay.
I can't do it.
Oh, man. Go for a high note. Back up. Go for the high note.
That's the highest I can go. Then if you get any higher, it can't do it.
How low can you go?
I can
Oh, Jesus, listen to that
low.
Shaving cream. Hold on, I ran out of song here. Is that our cue? I guess it is 5 after.
Oh. We used to watch the races at the dirt track underneath the stars. Just listen to the cars go around in a circle. Many will lose again. Only one person can win. I popped my popcorn bag. You took the checkered flag. While Grandma took a nap, you took a victory lap. Home I'm tucked in my bed. Your car is in the shed, and its hood is still warm. Where is the trophy you brought home that night? All gold and shiny bright. Where's that thing right now? In someone's moldy basement. In a box with a can of Valvoline and a calcified Slim Jim in between. The pages of a Hot Rod magazine. Aunt Lois kept her peaches in the basement in baskets stiff and tan. When little Bobby stole the peach, she made him wash his hands. And when Bobby had the mumps, it done swole up his glands. And when Bobby stained his tough skin, she made him wash his pants. And he liked to snap his rubber band on the back of your head and leave a little mark that is angry, hard, and red. The filthy, dirty jeans that belong to Uncle Jed. The chapped monkey loin, such a ripe tomato red. And the tiny microchip that the spine must now embed into his enemy's head.
You've been listening to the Wake and Bake Morning Show podcast. Did you enjoy it?
Yes.
Good. It's a weekly digest of the special features and moments which make up the Wake and Bake Morning Show.
Woo!
After all, you wouldn't want to miss special moments like this. You're in a good mood today, aren't you?
Oh.
The Wake and Bake Morning Show. Set your alarm and join us each Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on WFMU.org. A little too early for you? Catch the archive show, which you can find easily on WFMU's homepage each day. I'm Clay Pigeon. They call me the Pigeon. Join me each morning for the full show, either on the radio or online at WFMU.org. And keep glistening.